And Anderson now to the plate with a fastball that's low. One ball and no strike. Colt 45 has 5 runs on 10 hits. The Mets have 2 runs on 5. Now Anderson back to work. And the 1-0 pitch. Hit hard on the ground down to Mantilla. He bobbles the ball, picks it up, goes to throw to second base, and held the ball. So it's all runners safe. The bases are now loaded. And it scored an error on Felix Mantilla. That ball was hit sharply. Felix took the ball in the half hop, then dropped it. Reached down, picked it up, started to go to second base. No one there. He had no play. And by that time, all the runners had moved up. So the bases are loaded now with 2 out. And there it goes to Mantilla, and it brings up Roman Mejias, right-hand batting right fielder. Mejias is 2-for-4, and he takes low for ball one. Greg Anderson with a full lineup with the bases loaded and 2 out. The score 5-2 in favor of the Colts. Mejias tripled in the 5th inning and singled in the 7th. Now the pitch back to the plate is in the dirt by Coleman. A run will score. And rounding at third base, but holding now, Norm Walker. Going from third base on the wild pitch, Joel Malfitano. And the Colts now lead it 6-2. Moving up to third base, Norm Walker. And on down to second base from first is Bob Aspermonte. It's a wild pitch. And the Colts now with 6 runs on 11 hits. The Mets have 2 runs on 5. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes to Roman Mejias. Changes to 2-0. And Anderson now into the windup with runners at second and third. And the pitch back to the plate is swung on a miss for strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. Colt 45s with runs in the 5th, 7th, and 9th innings. The lead 5-6-2. Now Anderson with a curveball has popped off the hands. And it's a chance for Choo Choo Coleman. And he makes the catch to retire the side. But in the inning, 1 run crossed home plate. Without a base hit, there were 2 errors in the inning, and 2 men were left. And the score at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play. The Colts 45-6, the New York Mets 2. Now a popular question put to music by none other than Guy Lombardo.
Who is the girl? Who be the girl? Miss Ryan goes 63. She be a beaut, she be really cute, the only girl for me. Carol, Loretta, Eileen, Beverly, is Prue or Chris the one girl who will be that famous girl, that charming girl, Miss Ryan, go 63.
This is Guy Lombardo. Who will be Miss Rheingold 1963? Your vote may decide who'll have the fame and fortune of representing Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer that gets most New Yorkers' votes. So vote now.
They're all so charming, I'm in such a fix. Guess I'll just have to vote for all 6. Who is the girl? Who be the girl, Miss Rheingold 63?
It's the last half of the 9th inning. The Mets need 4 to tie, and Marv Stoneberry leads off, and he takes the curveball inside for ball one from Ken Johnson. Johnson now through 8 innings has given up only 2 runs. He has allowed 5 hits while striking out 6 and walking 2. It'll be Stoneberry, Thomas, and Christopher, and the next pitch is hit on the ground down to second base, picked up by Malfitano on the second hop to throw the first in time for out number 1. So Ken Johnson here in the bottom half of the 9th, and a 4-run lead his way, has 1 out of 3, and the batter now is Frank Thomas. Frank has walked twice and hit into a forced play. He is 0 for 1. Also has scored one of the two runs in the game picked up by the Mets. Right-hand batting left fielder. And now Ken Johnson, the right-hander, with his first pitch to Frank. A check in the swing, but not in time for strike one. Al Jackson, the starting pitcher. The pitcher of record in the ballgame for the Mets on the losing side. Ken Johnson has gone all the way. And now Johnson, after starting to go into the windup, stops as time is called, and Frank Thomas steps out of the batter's box. One man down, bottom half of the ninth. The score 6-2 in favor of the Colts. Johnson with a let up. It's swung on and missed. Strike two. Johnson with a knuckleball has been very effective. His last time out was a real heartbreaker for him. He pitched a 1-0 game and lost it on three hits to the Dodgers. There's a let-up for strike three, a knuckleball. Thomas Fowle tipped the ball. It was caught by the catcher, Hal Smith, and two men are now down. That's strikeout number seven for Ken Johnson. And it brings up Joe Christopher, the last hope for the Mets. Joe has one hit and three times out. That came on a bump. Right-hand batting right fielder. Looking now at Lavagetto, the third base coach for a hitter take sign. On-deck batter is Sammy Drake. Two men out. The score 6-2 in favor of the Colts. Bottom half of the ninth. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. Christopher shortening up as Lodebund took low. One ball, no strike. Now Johnson back to work, and the 1-0 pitch is high for ball two. So the count now, two balls and no strikes. Mets need four to tie. Here's the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Christopher takes all the way. It's strike one. Two balls and one strike. Christopher is batting over 333 for the last month. He's been a hot batter. Now the 2-1 pitch hit foul down to Cookie Lavagetto in the third base coaching box. Cookie takes a look at the ball, throws it to third base umpire Frank Sicori. Sicori looks at it, throws it to the third baseman Bob Aspermonte. Aspermonte takes a look at it, throws it to the pitcher. So the count now, two balls and two strikes with two men out. And the 2-2 pitch by Johnson, a curveball that's inside and high for ball three. Full count now, Joe Christopher with Sammy Drake, the on-deck batter. Ken Johnson with a long look at the signs, now into the windup. And the 3-2 pitch, the curve hit sharply in the left field, a base hit. So Joe Christopher keeps the inning alive by singling the left field with two men out. It brings up Sammy Drake. Sammy with a base hit and a run batted in the fifth inning. 1-for-3 in the game. Left-hand batting second baseman. Hit number six off Ken Johnson in the game. Colts have a total of 10 hits with their six runs. Mets have two runs. Here's the first pitch to Drake. It's fouled away for strike one. High fastball. Drake late on the swing. 0-1 with two men down. Christopher at first base not being held on by Norm Locker. The one strike pitch, a knuckleball that's outside. One ball, one strike. First game of two, another game to follow in about a half an hour after this one is over. Now the 1-1 pitch, a knuckleball that's inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Drake shortening up as though to push a bunt down toward third. Defending there, Bob Aspermonte. He's right on top, about even with the bag. He's alive for the occasion. 2-2 Two balls and one strike as Johnson goes back on top and comes back to the plate. And the fastball to the plate is fouled away to move the count to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. At Washington, Mickey Mantle has just homered with two men on to give the Yankees a 3-0 lead, with the Yanks still batting in the top of the first inning. Ralph Terry against Tom Cheney. For Mantle, his 28th home run of the year. Now the 2-2 pitch, a curveball swung on and missed for strike three, and that ends the ball game. Strikeout number 8 to retire the side, and the Houston Colts 45s win the first game of this series. In the inning for the Mets, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on. And the final score of the game, the Colts 45-6, the New York Mets 2. Don't forget that after this series, which will end on Thursday, the Chicago Cubs will come in for the final series of the year. They'll be playing a night game on the 21st, Friday night, a day game on Saturday, the 22nd, and a day game on the final day of the season here at the Polo Grounds on Sunday, the 23rd. They'll be bringing in Ken Hubbs, the fielding sensation for the Chicago Cubs, who set a new major league record for fielding as a second baseman. Also, Ernie Banks, two-time most valuable player in the major leagues, along with George Altman and many other fine stars. And of course, this will be your last chance to probably see the Mets, or see any baseball for that matter, here in the Polo Grounds, as the Mets will be playing over at Plushy Meadows, commencing with the 1963 series. You know, the pipe tobacco for relaxing in the man's world is Sir Walter Raleigh. Whether you're out at the ballpark or listening to our broadcast at home, you'll enjoy Sir Walter from the very first pipe bowl. Here's a tobacco with real aroma and a good natural flavor. Sir Walter's flavor comes from a special blend of choice Kentucky Burley tobaccos, extra aged to their peaks of mildness. Sir Walter Raleigh is known as the brand of grand aroma. It's kept fresh, too. 44% fresher in the new pouch pack. You'll like Sir Walter's pouch pack. And when you're at home or at the office, you'll like Sir Walter Raleigh in the exclusive knob-top vacuum pack canisters. These humidor canisters keep Sir Walter Raleigh factory fresh. Get Sir Walter Raleigh in the new pouch pack or in the exclusive knob-top canisters. Large economy size or half canister. Sir Walter Raleigh smells grand, packs right, smokes sweet, can't bite. So relax in a man's world with Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco. While Ken Johnson went all the way for the fifth time this year to give the Houston Colts 45s their first victory in this five-game series. For the Colts, 6 runs on 10 hits. They made no errors and left 9 men on. For the Mets, 2 runs on a total of 6 hits. They made 3 errors in the ball game, and they also left 9 men on. Johnson, the winning pitcher, now with a record of 7 wins and 15 losses. The losing pitcher was Al Jackson, and that was his 18th loss of the year. Make that his 19th loss of the year. He has won a total of 8 baseball games. Jackson went 8 innings, gave up 5 runs. He allowed a total of 10 hits in the game, and he struck out 1 while walking 2. He was relieved in the 9th inning after being taken out for a pinch hitter by Craig Anderson, and Craig gave up 1 run without allowing a base hit. There were 2 errors in that inning. Also a walk and a wild pitch. The wild pitch allowing Joe Malfitano to score from third base. For Ken Johnson, he worked 9 innings, gave up the 2 runs, and allowed 6 hits. He struck out 8 batters in the ballgame and walked 2. And the Colts 45s now have taken the lead here in the Polo Grounds on the yearly series. By winning the ballgame, they have now won 3 of the 5 games played. At Houston, they have won 7 of 8 played there, and on the season, they stand with 10 wins of the 13 games played. For the Mets, it was their 54th loss in the Polo Grounds and their 112th loss of the year. And Houston now away has won their 46th game, and their overall record is 57 wins, with a total of 91 losses on the season. The big hitter for the Colts 45s, Joe Malfitano, he was on base 4 of the 5 times that he came up. He had a total of 3 hits, including 2 doubles. Also chipping in with a long triple, Roman Mejias, and a single to go along. And Norm Larker drove in 2 runs with a single. For the Mets, their base hits came as Chu Chu Coleman, single to right field in the 6th inning. Also picking up a hit, Marv Zolmberg in the second inning. And Joe Christopher had 2-for-4 to increase his batting average. Sammy Drake chipped in one hit to drive in one run, and the other run was driven in by Al Jackson when he grounded out to the first baseman. As a pinch hitter, Richie Ashburn continued to hit well as he came in to pick up a single, the last hit given up by Ken Johnson as they won the ball game. We'll turn you back now to the studio as we have another ball game coming right up. Ceremonies will be taking place too. And the starting pitchers for the second game tonight will be Hal Woodacek, his record 5 wins and 16 losses. And going for the New York Mets, making his first start of the year, will be Larry Foss. Once again, the final score of the first game, the Colts 6, the Mets 2. And now we'll send you back to the studios. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.